Now, he's been a regular on these airwaves for the last 18 months, and I don't know if anyone else is excited. In fact, I do know that other people are excited to hear from our man, the analyst. But after some really, really tough negotiations where we had to sit down and go through the the finer details of what and why and when, and we've been able to come to an agreement, and I'm happy to say that back for another year in 2023, a key ingredient of this program, especially on a Tuesday. Great to have Scott Woodward, aka the analyst, back on afternoons on SEN. Yep. Hello, Scotty.
Yes, matey. Just at Bulldogs training, so excuse the background noise, but very excited to be back. And what a great season upcoming we have. Can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into it. So you never one to hold back, Scott. So we've got Scott's Rash statements. Now, there's all sorts of speculation in the studio here about what rashes you did have. So we're going to rephrase that and call it Scott's bold predictions for 2023. Good. All right, where do we start? Who's going to win the comp, Scott?
Yeah, look, I think we have to start off with the market. I think the bookies have got the market wrong, in my opinion. They have the premiers of the last 2 years, Penrith Panthers, as favourite. Given their crucial outs that they've got, not to mention their two world-class players, but also Cameron Sorello, who I'm looking at as we talk, those three guys aren't there now. That's a monumental loss in the team, in their ratings, and we'll talk about the spine ratings in a second. So that's massive. Where the Roosters have got four world-class spine players, and they've also got two world-class spine players who can't even fit into the spine. That's how good they're going. I don't think there's any doubt that the Roosters should be favourites at this stage. Jimmy, I can tell you, I've done the analysis only up to five rounds, and I have the Roosters and the Cowboys leading the comp after five rounds. So I think you'll find that that market will change during the course of the first month or so in the NRL. And, you know, whatever the Panthers have got their champion halfback, they're always going to be a massive factor, and I'm sure they will be a factor. I just think that they're not entitled to be favourites at the moment.
Okay, so I'm looking at Top Sport, $4 the Panthers, the Roosters at $5.50, a gap to the Melbourne Storm at $8, then Cowboys $11 along with the Rabbitohs, Sharks at $13, and then the Eels at $15. Thoughts on the Eels?
Yeah, and... well, the Eels are continuing to blow. At this stage, I'm potting both the Panthers and Eels. Their losses are absolutely crucial, and they're not just good players, they're spine players. And you don't replace the players that have replaced the guys at the Panthers and have replaced the guys at the Eels. While they're good players, they're inferior to the players that have left the club. And I just don't think they can come back from that. That's going to be too hard. As I said, I expect the Roosters and the Cowboys. The Cowboys have got a very, very soft draw early. They certainly could go through the first six rounds undefeated. And they've maintained their best players, and they've got a couple of good players who are injured to come back into the side. So they're in good shape, the Cowboys, and obviously the Roosters are as well.
Despite the fact that you think it's going to be a great year for the Roosters, you do have some reservations about one of their champion spine players and indeed another champion spine player from a premiership contender.
Yeah, look, Luke Keary and Ryan Pappenhausen, and I certainly hope this is wrong. I'm fans of both the players, but I wouldn't be surprised if both of them are forced to retire at some stage this season because of the injuries that they've had in the past and the injuries that they could go through during the tough season up front. So the good thing about the Roosters, if tragically Luke Keary is forced to retire, if he gets another head knock, they've got a pretty handy guy that just comes in at six. And believe it or not, their rating doesn't change that much at all. So that's why I'm just saying they are entitled to be favourites. They're in good shape, the Roosters. Ryan Pappenhausen is a different cup of tea. He's very difficult to replace, especially if the coach is going to replace him with Meaney at fullback in round one. That's a monumental drop down. I certainly would have been playing Munster at one and brought in young Pezzett as the six, who I think has got a great future and I think is a genuine NRL player. But Craig will probably keep him for Origin when Munster's playing Origin, but I certainly would have been starting with him. He's good enough to start, and it would have increased their ratings in round one. But Craig has his favourites, and I think you'll find Meaney will come in as fullback for round one.
Okay. For the Melbourne.
Now
we've just talked about premiership winners. What about those... well, those teams nearest to the bottom of the ladder. Who's going to win the wooden spoon?
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any doubt the Dolphins will be the wooden spooners, and it's no fault of the coach and no fault of their recruitment manager, Peter O'Sullivan. It's just that the NRL haven't given them a very big leg up in trying to recruit a team in only 12 months, and they'll struggle to produce 30 players, and they've got a lot of money to spend. Mm. The biggest thing they've got against them is cohesiveness. So the players don't know each other. So, look, I said to you 12 months ago, I think they're 4 or 5 years off, and I still say that. There's some great youngsters in the side, but we're not going to see the best of them for another 3 years or so. So I think they've got a future, but not this season.
Okay, let's go back to the teams that are going to be challenging. And you love looking at their spine. You love doing the ratings on them. You've looked at the premiership-winning spines over the course of this century, which gives you a view to what you should be looking for in 2023 in the spine. What have you seen? What are you doing with your ratings that give you those thoughts on the Roosters being number one?
Jimmy, I've rated every spine over the last century, and what happens is the average winning spine rating is 31.2. Only three teams have ever won a premiership and rated under 30, only three. Now, as we're talking right now, assuming that the Storm will have their best spine, which they're not going to have Papperhausen, but just say they have, both the Roosters and the Storm both rate over 31.2. No other team does. So in order for a team to win the grand final outside the Storm or the Roosters, they would have to win at under the normal average rating of a team. So that will be very unusual, but that may change. And obviously players' ratings change during the year. But as we're talking at the moment, the Storm and the Roosters have got the standout spines.
Okay, so based on that, I'm going to ask this question. Who were the three sides this century who won with a rating lower than 31.2?
Jimmy, I'm at Belmore Oval, and I haven't got my computer in front of me, so I want to tell you that instantly. So I'll send that through to you off the top of my head. But, clearly the great teams in the past, the Melbourne Storm and the Roosters, have had some incredible high ratings with their spines in the years gone past, and they've been able to continue that.
Yep. All right, we'll get that. Righto, what about the Bulldogs? How's the rebuild going? All we're hearing, I don't know, is Gus going to run out of cash? That's what we were hearing yesterday.
Jimmy, my beautiful sister, Jelly, she's a mad Bulldogs fan and has been all of her life, and she rang me yesterday really upset. She said, are the Bulldogs going to go broke in 5 years' time? And I said, I said, Julie, I said, you're going to have to stop taking notice of what you're reading in the media. I said, especially by that journalist who has got a personal grudge against their general manager. So very biased journalism, and let me say unprofessional journalism. People don't fork out their money to buy the newspaper to read that sort of trash. Look, let me just say, I can only say, look, I've been working with Gus for the last 12 months, like every day and every night, often up till midnight. I've never seen a guy with so much energy and enthusiasm, and to get so many things done, it just blows me away. I just had a cup of coffee with him now, and he's just come down the training, and he's just quite an amazing guy. Just some of the things that he, like, apart from the list that he's been able to put together, which is amazing, and I'm not going to talk on that. You can talk on that. Mm-hmm. But the off-field support team that he's put together, I don't believe anyone else could have got Cameron Seraldo, who I believe is the young Craig Bellamy of the NRL. I don't believe anyone else could have got him to come to the Bulldogs. So he's got him to come to the Bulldogs. Cameron has brought Chad Randall as his assistant coach, who after getting to know him, I believe he's a future NRL coach. Very impressive guy, Chad Randall. He's brought in Ruben Ruzicka, who's the sprint coach, regarded as the best sprint coach in Australia. He's also head of performance for Samoa, got them into the World Cup final. And our head of performance here is Travis Tuma,
yes,
who's regarded as the number one head of performance in the NRL, previously at the Roosters and South Sydney. And, of course, he's remodeled the pathways and brought in Adam Hartigan as the general manager to put that in place. As you probably know, there's not a lot of rugby league schools in the Bulldog territory, and Adam, being an ex-school teacher, is an expert in that area. And so there'll be a lot of promising juniors that will be coming through his hands and introducing them to the coaches in the years to come. So all up, the club is in great spot. They got record everything, record advertising, record revenue, and they plan all records to be broken over the next 12 months. So it's very exciting. I feel very privileged to be here, so it's great.
Hey, what about Carl Oluapu, the signing from late last week, I think it was announced?
Yeah, well pronounced, Jimmy. I'm looking at him training as we talk. I just spoke to Cameron, and he said he settled in really well. He obviously thinks very highly of him. He had dinner with him last Monday with Gus and also Arthur Laundy, and Gus was on a plane the next day to do the deal with the Broncos, and the Broncos were fantastic in putting that together. So he's very exciting, and he'll get his chance under a very good system and a great coaching team here.
Absolutely. Just on Travis Toomer, I mentioned it the other day on air, and I have met the delightful Joe Bell from Joe Bell's Cafe fame. And from what I understand, there's two menus now. Travis Toomer has put together a menu that the players are allowed to order from, and then there's the other menu. Scott, when you go there, what menu are you ordering from?
Yeah, no, I tend to go with Travis. I like to have the I call it the healthy chicken salad. It's very nice. So she puts together a nice little salad, Joe. I'm with Travis with that. He's very big on health in every aspect, not just physically but also mentally. He's just, from my experience, he's just a level above anyone else in his area. He's quite a special guy, and been a big effort by Gus to pry him out of South Sydney.
No doubt. Well, Scott, we wish you all the best with clearing up that rash for the rash day with the rash statements.
Calamine lotion, Jimmy. Calamine lotion.
Exactly. And we look forward to having your thoughts during the course of the year. Have a great one, Scotty.
Thanks, matey. Beep, 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 beep.